اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 36 to 38 of Surah Hud, recited by Brother Qasem Muqaddami, an Iranian reciter. The audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem.
A'udhu billahi min kulli shayatin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللهم ارحمنا يا رب.
وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون.
الله الله الله.
واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون.
الله 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 أكبر.
ويصنع ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 36 to 38 of Surah Hud, recited by the outstanding Iranian reciter, Brother Qasim Muqaddami. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's analyze this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, this is a recitation by Brother Qasim Muqaddami, a very, just like you said, outstanding reciter of the Quran. He has won the national competition in Iran, Quran competition. He placed first, and also the international competition that was held in Iran. And we're going to listen to this entire recitation in different parts. This was the first part of this recitation. We will have the other parts in the upcoming programs.
Inshallah.
And let me just talk about this reciter a little bit. He's from Khuzestan province.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
originally Arab.
Yeah, he's Arab. And as you can see, his tajweed is very good.
Yes.
His accent is excellent. And there's this interesting thing about this recitation is that the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, was listening to the Quran radio channel. And he said that if he didn't know who this reciter is, and if it wasn't for the presenter of the program, the host of this gathering and this recitation, he would have thought that this was actually an Egyptian reciter who was reciting the Quran. And so he praised this reciter, and he sent a message to him,
mm-hmm.
and praised him and encouraged him to continue his recitation of the Quran.
So this shows how professional he is.
This shows how, yes, he's a very good reciter. He recites like Egyptians.
Okay, let's talk about tajweed points.
Tajweed points. Okay, at the verse 37, we have wasna'i al-fulk. In the phrase wasna'i, we have a hamzatul wasl in between the word wa and isna'. So, do we pronounce this hamzatul wasl?
Of course not.
We don't pronounce hamzatul wasl. In fact, Hamzatul Wasl is one of the instances of a letter that is written, but sometimes, actually most of the time, it's not read.
Better to say in the middle of the utterance.
Yeah, if it's in the middle of the phrase or utterance, you should not pronounce it. If it's at the beginning
of the utterance, actually.
Yes, you have to pronounce it, and you yourself have to distinguish the haraka, the short vowel of the Hamzatul Wasl, based on certain rulings and principles. Okay.
The first mutaharrik letter actually shows.
Yeah. If it's a fatha or kasra, we pronounce it with a kasra.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a dhamma, we pronounce hamzatul wasl with dhamma. Of course, we also have nouns. This is with respect to verbs.
Mm-hmm. And the sign actually,
for example,
is a small sod, I think.
Yeah. We have another hamzatul wasl in the word al-fulk. Whenever alif lam, whenever the hamza or the alif of wasl is part of alif lam, it always gets a fatha. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So al fulk, or for al-qamar, example,
al-shams.
Yeah, all these words that have alif lam, they have to be, the hamzatul wasl should be pronounced with fatha. Then we have another kind of hamza, which is known as hamzatul qatar, which means that you have to pronounce it at all times.
Yeah, wherever it is.
Yeah. So, for example, we have bi'a'yunina, bi'a'yunina. The hamza of qatar is أعيننا. So you have to always pronounce this Hamzatul Qat. Another one is actually in verse 36, which I skipped for some reason. وأوحيه. The word أوحيه has a Hamzatul Qat at the beginning.
And a special characteristic of Hamzatul Qat
is the, okay, first of all, it's pronounced in the glottis, mm-hmm. in the bottom part of the throat, which is known as أقصى الحلق, the farthest place from the throat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the bottom of the throat.
And it has nabra.
It has nabra, exactly. It has to be pronounced like a glottal stop. Wa-u-hiya. We can't say wa-u-hiya.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it. كتاب الله كتاب الله
كتاب الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue our discussion about significance of the Quran based on the hadith. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, اقرأ القرآن بالحزن فَإِنَّهُ نَزَلَ بِالْحُزْنِ. Recite the Quran with a sense of sadness, because the Quran was sent down with huzn. This is a very important discussion. In some places we have discussed this in Quranic sciences, but very briefly, this sadness is not a negative sadness. This sadness is a matter of seriousness. This is not despair. This is sadness in the sense of you are serious and you know you have problems and you want to find solution for those problems. So, when we read the Quran, we should try to be in this state of alertness and seriousness and feel connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. من نام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن